This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Past the hour, it is the DJV show. That stands for Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Doug is out today. He's on vacation, but good news if you've missed him. Clearly my voice has. He is back tomorrow from his trip to Peru, so he'll be here to share his stories, and we'll have some pictures for you up on our social media platforms. You can follow us everywhere, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at DJV Show. In the meantime, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen are here with the biggest stories and trending news for you, and I don't think there was a bigger story than the passing of George H.W. Bush. The nation said goodbye to him yesterday with high praise, cannon salutes, even some humor. On Wednesday at Washington's National Cathedral, they celebrated the life of a guy who considered himself to be a Texan, even though he was born on the East Coast. He embraced a lifetime of service, certainly in Washington, D.C., in the military, and was the last president to fight for the U.S. in wartime. Three of the former presidents looked on at the Washington National Cathedral as the fourth, George W. Bush, 41, and the son, 43, and the son of George H.W. Bush, 41, eulogized his dad as, quote, the brightest of a thousand points of light. So after 3 days of remembrance, ladies, in Washington, D.C., the Air Force plane with George Bush's casket left for a final service that will happen today in Houston, along with the burial at his family plot on the Presidential Library grounds, which is located on Texas A&M University campus in College Station. That'll be his final resting place, and he'll be laid to rest alongside his wife, Barbara, who shared an incredible love story with George H.W. Bush. And gosh, they were married for 73 years. And wow. Robin Bush, who was the daughter of the couple who died very young of leukemia at age 3. Did you get a chance to watch any of this, Victoria?
I actually watched all of it. I had it on DVR, so I kind of fast-forwarded through some parts of it. But I thought that just... This is the first presidential funeral that I've ever seen, so I thought it was just really beautiful, and it was very emotional, and all of the military aspect of it at the beginning when they brought the casket out of the Capitol Rotunda and did the 21-gun salute and played Hail to the Chief, and it was just beautiful. I thought the whole thing really was, and then the funeral mass itself I thought was just really wonderful and touching. The eulogies, I don't think could have been any better. They were funny, they were historical and informational, and it just, and so touching, and I thought George W. did a really wonderful job talking about his dad, and just that moment of just when he just broke down at the very end. He held it together and just until that end, and I was watching it alone at home, and I had lots of tears flowing throughout the whole service, so I thought it was beautiful.
I was watching it at work, which was a little bit more awkward when someone walks by, and I was seeing that last moment. I didn't see all of Bush the son's
He did a great job.
I didn't see the entire thing, but I did catch the last few minutes, and just when, you know, and Jen, you mentioned Robin and his wife and how he would be buried with them. And, yeah, seeing that moment where George Bush, the son, mentions that at the end where he just wants his father to be able to see them and hold their hands again. Oh, my God. I think everyone who was watching that moment and seeing his face crumble and then, you know, bring it back together, and then he walked by his dad's coffin and patted the top before sitting down with his family. It's just anyone who has ever had a relative pass away has had that exact same moment, and I think it really humanized him. For anyone who's still not a fan, it really made him a human and made him relatable.
Well, I think that's the message. You know, there's been so much posturing on, you know, one side of the aisle, other side of the aisle, the media is saying, well, it should be more like this. It was never perfect. Politics in this country has never been perfect. It's always been a team sport. Granted, we are probably more divided than we've ever been, and there's less of an opportunity for bipartisanship, certainly, than when George H.W. Bush was president.
But what we have to remember about each other is that we are all just human beings. You know, it's no, Donald Trump is a human being, just like George W. Bush is a human being, like Bill Clinton and Barack Obama are all human beings. And I think we have to really remember that. And if anything, these funerals should be a reminder that just how human and how fragile life is and how we need to maybe ease up a little bit on some of our political opponents or on world leaders that we just think, oh, well, they're kind of robotic because they may not, that you know, may not act like we do, or we don't see them living an everyday life. So I think you're right, Carrie. I think that's a really good lesson to take from this. And it was, I always think it's interesting to see, and of course you watch the goings in and out of the National Cathedral. Of course, all of the former and current president, all there sitting in one row. It was really interesting to see Jimmy Carter along with Bill Clinton, along with Barack Obama, along with George W. Bush, who was there in the mix as well. And then, of course, Donald Trump at the end of the row. And there was a really cute moment, and some of the media outlets have picked it up, when George W. Bush came in. And for as much as bad blood as they say is between the Bush and the Trump family, George W. Bush went over and shook the hand of Donald Trump and Melania, and, of course, said hello to everybody. And then he has this special relationship with Michelle Obama. And at the funeral of John McCain, he was caught on camera handing her like a candy or a cough drop or something. And at this funeral, after he kind of greeted everybody and shook the hand of former President Obama, he reached over and handed Michelle something in her hand, which I think it just shows you kind of the person that George W. is now. He's done with politics. He's ready to just be a goofy, regular old American who's going to get caught doing those kinds of things. And I thought it was really a sweet moment.
It was so cute. That was one of the moments I was watching when he was walking down the aisle, and his escort was kind of pointing him towards where their seats were, and he did the right thing. He kind of skirted around that guy and went over and greeted all the presidents, and I saw him reach into his pocket and pull something out, and he was holding it in his hand, and I literally thought, I'm like, oh my God, is he going to do that again? He's going to give Michelle some more, like, cough drops or candies, and he did. It was so cute to see that moment and to have just a little bit of levity in, you know, and I'm sure he was nervous to get up there and eulogize his father. It's something that no one ever looks forward to doing, but I thought that the whole thing just... Talk about warm fuzzies. It was just a really wonderful, a really American and very patriotic theme to it. And I just, it would be so nice if we could all just take some of those sentiments and kind of follow along with HW's example of that, you know, you really got a sense of true bipartisanship and friendship and loyalty and integrity. And there were just so many other things that I kind of learned about him that I really didn't know. And hopefully there was a whole new generation watching that, too, that got to learn a little bit of American history. It's recent American history, but it's important. So it was just I thought that was a great day for America.
Especially as he was a combat veteran, definitely a good moment for the country. And what was kind of interesting is he said early on, you know, all of these plans are actually, they give rundowns, they give updates to the president as before they even pass away. And so George H.W. Bush was getting the briefing on his funeral, I think back in 2011 or 2013. And he said, do you think anybody will come? And I think the answer, Mr. President, is that people did come. They showed up, 3,000 people inside that cathedral. John Meacham, who eulogized the president, he went first. He's a historian and a biographer.
He was great.
He was great. And he had a lot of information on George H.W. Bush. He spent a lot of time with them writing about him. Yeah. And apparently the news report was after, and this was released after, that the eulogy that he wrote was actually read to President Bush before he passed away, and he said, that's an awful lot about me. So he knew all about that. He knew what to expect, what yesterday would bring. Now for today, the national funeral, of course, yesterday, and President Bush's casket was met by a military band and the Democratic mayor of Houston, Sylvester Turner. There was about 300 people who greeted the Bushes and their family and friends in Houston, Texas, about 5 o'clock in the afternoon yesterday. And now President Bush lies in state one last time in Houston at the Episcopal Church that he went to with Barbara for 50 years. There will be funeral services there today starting at 8 a.m. Eastern time. George P. Bush, the son of Jeb Bush, will eulogize him along with his best friend and aide, James Baker.
who was with him when he died. We heard that story as well from the priest who was eulogizing President, or who was eulogizing and kind of comforting the family after the eulogies. He talked about his final moments. And then they'll board a train. This is what George H.W. wanted to do. They're going to take a funeral train to College Station to Texas A&M University, where President Bush will be buried later in the day today. So that's kind of an update as to where we are and what to expect from the day, because it is still kind of capturing the attention of the nation, no doubt. As we continue on the DJV show, Doug, Jen, and Victoria, Dougie is out. We are trying to remind you about some great gifts for the holiday season, ladies. And I don't think there is one that fits the bill better than Omaha Steaks. These things are absolutely incredible. You're getting an amazing deal. I'm going to tell you all about it here in minutes. But you'll find out that you can gift your friends and family multiple dinners, or why not buy one for yourself and have stuff on hand for the crazy holiday season. Maybe you've got a special holiday dinner coming up and you really want to impress people. Omaha Steaks is the gift that families across America have loved for 100 years. Right now, Omaha Steaks is giving an amazing limited time offer to DJV show listeners. When you go to omahasteaks.com and enter code DJV into the search bar, you're going to get 74% off the family package, which is originally priced at $195. Now it'll be yours for just $49.99. Here's what you're going to get. Four hand-cut top sirloin steaks, two savory premium pork chops, four chicken fried steaks, four Omaha steak burgers, four kielbasa sausages, all beef meatballs, four perfectly browned potatoes au gratin to eat on the side with all of this wonderful meat, and four made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets. Plus, with your order right now, you're going to get four more burgers absolutely free. Omaha Steaks is a fifth-generation family-owned company with 100 years of experience delivering perfectly aged beef, hand-cut by master butchers in Omaha, and every cut of beef is USDA inspected for quality and exceeds standards. If you're looking for a made-in-America gift, this is it. So to get those steaks, premium poultry, easy-to-cook side dishes, desserts, and more, don't wait. This offer will end very soon. OmahaSteaks.com. Type DJV into the search bar and send Omaha Steaks family gift package today. It's a limited-time package. $49.99 is your price. OmahaSteaks.com. Promo code DJV.
Have you gained any weight this year? What about this month with all the good food everywhere? If you were taking Calitrin, that answer would be no. In fact, you would have lost weight. Yes, even during this eating season, just listen to what people have to say about Calitrin.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while, and lost 40 pounds, went from a size 51 waist to a size 42, and never felt better in my life. Nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
My name is Joyce, and I am from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while, and I've lost 61 pounds, and it makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
See? Calitrin is proven for results and proven for safety. Check it out at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
We've all been there. That sinking feeling when the mechanic tells you the repairs to your car are going to be in the hundreds, maybe even thousands. You weren't planning on this. No one ever is. That's why smart people have CarShield, the ultimate in extended vehicle service protection. CarShield gives you peace of mind that out-of-the-blue car repairs won't derail your life. CarShield is committed to creating an exceptional experience by providing dependable, reliable, and affordable coverage solutions for expensive automotive repairs. CarShield has covered more than 600,000 vehicles and paid out over $1 billion in claims. There is a CarShield protection plan for every car and every budget. Check them out today by calling 1-800-667-1125. CarShield plans include towing, roadside assistance, and a rental car while yours is in the shop. Do the smart thing. Call 1-800-667-1125. Again, that's 1-800-667-1125. Don't wait until it's too late. One more time, that's 1-800-667-1125.
Quick reminder from all of us here at the DJV Show. Today is the last day to enter our works giveaway for Christmas. Go to our Twitter or Facebook page at DJV Show right now and enter to win.
Still Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. wolfhillammo.com.
Throwback Thursday already. Can you believe it, ladies? I can't believe Thursday. The weeks just go by real fast. Now, what we do on Throwback Thursday is we look back in time and we celebrate the top five songs from a week in music history. This week, we celebrate the songs from 1992. We're starting at number five with Bobby Brown. This song is not in my memory at all, guys. It's called Good Enough, and it must have not been good enough to remember.
This was one of those rare Bobby Brown. I'm sorry. Bobby and Whitney, too. It was one of those rare weeks when Bobby and Whitney were on the countdown together. They were on the charts together.
I'm not even sure if they were together at this point. Were they? Had they even gotten into a relationship yet?
That's a really good question. In 1992?
That was a while ago, and Bobby Brown had quite the, you know, he had a career in a group in New Edition, and then he broke out and had solo success, and I loved Bobby Brown. Then he really kind of fell from fame, and I think this must have been on the fall, although he did pretty well. This was number five this week in 1992, Good Enough, Bobby Brown. Number four on the list sees a group that still performs today together, minus one of the members who passed away in early 2000s, TLC. This was one of their very first songs. It's called What About Your Friends, from this week in 1992. Number four this week.
I mean, nothing beats their Christmas song, though. Silly Ride.
It's terrible.
It's so bad, but it's good.
I think it's a version of Sleigh Ride, but it's a real strange.
Yes. And it's getting a lot of play on Sirius right now.
This is T-Boz, Lisa Left Eye Lopez, I believe, and what's Chili's name? She's... I can't remember. But Chili. It was T-Boz, Left Eye, and Chili. That made up TLC. Yeah. Left Eye passed away. She died in a plane crash.
A car crash.
In a car crash. But it was on an island, right?
I think you're thinking of Aaliyah.
Oh, I am thinking of Aaliyah.
Where did she die? In like Nicaragua? Excuse me.
Yeah, see,
like
I
in a cheap
someplace.
Accident.
Yeah,
right,
it was someplace
accident.
Tropical or something. I don't know. But she did pass away. She also burned down her boyfriend's house before that. He was a football player. All right, number three on the list is Mary J. Blige and Real Love. Gosh, it sounds old. Love it. Billboard magazine ranks.
This was the first time I ever heard of Mary J. It was this song,
yeah,
for sure.
This was her breakout song, for sure. And she's had a long career, still churning out some hits even today. This is number two from this week in 1992. Billboard magazine's count of the top five songs. Boys to Men, End of the Road. One of my favorites. They're also on tour. They do one of these kind of nostalgia tours. And I actually saw them perform with TLC. How about that?
Wow. You're like our 90s queen.
I am. It's my time.
You've seen everybody.
Whatever you need to do. All right. We got to make time for number one. 14 weeks at number one. Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You from the Bodyguard soundtrack.
We'll always love you. We'll always love you.
Whitney Houston had a lot of success before The Bodyguard, but certainly this catapulted her at 14 weeks at number one from this week in 1992. It is the DJV show at 28 minutes past the hour.
Under the Hood. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. If you look under the hood of a race car, you'll see components and parts that make up an extremely powerful engine. If you look into the head of a human, you'll see a brain that built that powerful race car engine. Under the hood of our skulls is a 3-pound universe whose imagination has no limits, no boundaries. And then, somewhere along the way, we allow others to influence us to impose limits on our boundless minds. But why? Or perhaps more importantly, what can we do about it? Quite frankly, we can unfetter whatever ties us to the belief that we have limits. In fact, for you, right here and now, is the time and place to step back and recognize the power that's under your proverbial hood. Your mind has no limits. For more on inspiration and motivation, visit drchristianconti.com.
It's the holiday season, guys. Hi, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Are you losing sleep over finding the perfect gift for those special people in your life? Well, we have the answer for you. MyPillow is the ultimate stocking stuffer and the perfect gift. How often do you hear your friends and family complain about how hard it is to get a good night's sleep? Change the way they sleep forever with MyPillow. MyPillows are made right here in the USA with 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. And they come with a 10-year warranty, so you have nothing to lose. For a limited time, get four MyPillows. That's right, four MyPillows for half the price. You get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows, plus free shipping. But wait, there's more just for our DJV show listeners. They're extending their money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2019. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV to get this offer. That's promo code DJV right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The final funeral for former President George H.W. Bush is a few hours away. It will be held in Houston. The late president then to be buried on the grounds of the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum at Texas A&M University. Yesterday, a huge funeral was held at the National Cathedral. The eulogy delivered by his son, the former President George W. Bush.
To us, he was close to perfect, but not totally perfect. His short game was lousy. He wasn't exactly Fred Astaire on the dance floor. The man couldn't stomach vegetables, especially broccoli. And by the way, he passed these genetic defects along to us.
This is USA Radio News.
When pros go to the Home Depot, they want to get what they need quickly and get back to the job. That's why pros count on the Home Depot's free in-store pickup. Online orders, ready in as little as 2 hours to grab the moment they arrive. That saves time. Pro Extra members save even more with exclusive offers and benefits. Time-saving free in-store pickup, extra benefits, and exclusive offers for Pro Extra members. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Show at 34 minutes past the hour, and ladies, Dougie is out today, but he'll be back tomorrow, and in the meantime, we have trending news. We're celebrating not only the life of former President George H.W. Bush, but a moment of unity in the country as everybody kind of gathered together to lay him to rest, to pay tribute to the president that was. Today is National Miners Day. And despite federal efforts to ensure safe working conditions for miners, they have one of the most difficult and dangerous jobs that you can ever imagine. So to recognize their efforts, Congress has declared December 6th National Miners Day. So celebrate today. Go take something out. In your backyard. Go mine something to celebrate. All right, what else is trending today, Victoria?
Well, the weather is trending, and it's very rare.
The weather
that
outside is frightful.
Oh, yes, it really is. And it's very rare that we have a national weather story, but this time we do, and its name is Diego. And so it's a weather system that is starting in California. It literally started last night with all of the rain, and this is a coast-to-coast, six-day-long storm that will spread all the way through the Southwest, and then it will end up somewhere in the mid-Atlantic. It's a 2,500-mile journey, and the storm, they're predicting, will affect tens of millions of people heavy snow and ice in parts of the country, flooding rains where you are, Jen, out in California, and potentially a couple tornadoes somewhere in the middle of the country, and at least a dozen states will see snow, more than 20 states will see heavy rain, and this is going to make a lot of travel headaches for people. There's going to be significant power outages, road delays, airport delays, you name it, we're probably going to be seeing it. So now the storm on today is going to intensify through the southwest, and then it gets even more intense on Friday. Portions of northern Texas and Oklahoma will see heavy snow and freezing rain, and they say particularly up to a foot of snow in Amarillo, Texas. So if you're in Texas, start getting prepared, because it looks like this is the real deal, and you will be seeing some snow and some ice and possibly some tree damage and power outages. In southern Texas, heavy rain and thunderstorms are going to lead to flash flooding. And then the storms are going to keep moving. And on Saturday, Arkansas and Missouri gets hit with it, with a big threat of ice. And then a big chunk of the south, Texas, all the way to the Carolinas, will see soaking rain and flooding. And then by Sunday and Monday, Diego will move into the Appalachians, mid-Atlantic states. And it looks like North Carolina is really going to get slammed with the heaviest amount of snow, up to 3 feet of snow in North Carolina, West Virginia, and Virginia. And so they say that this storm could have some big impacts on mid-Atlantic and northeast cities, and but they really don't know about potential snowfall amounts yet at the end, but they know that Diego has now, he's leaving California, and he's making his way east. And so this is going to be just a pretty, next 6 days, 5-6 days, not fun to be outside.
Yeah, it is. I can report from Ground Zero here in California that it is, it was raining, pretty significant amounts of rain. Thankfully, not a lot of flooding in some of the burn areas that, at least we've heard about so far. Obviously, today brings a new day, and there was a lot of rain that fell overnight. But certainly the storm is on its way to all of you in the Midwest and then on to the East Coast. And be on the lookout. Diego's got a little mean streak in him. Yeah. All right, as we continue on the DJV show, PETA in the news. This one, I don't know, it just makes me giggle a little bit. It speaks to the sensitivity that is going on right now. PETA says that words matter. And our understanding of as our understanding of social justice evolves, our language evolves, and we should want that, according to experts at the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. I don't know if you've had a chance to see this, ladies, but PETA has released a list, it's a chart, of old phrases that people say, you know, figures of speech that people might use that involve animals or food or both. And then they provide the alternate as to what would be the kinder, gentler rephrase that PETA is suggesting we all do to start trying to change the culture. Make sense? Sort of.
Okay.
All right. So
I'm thinking about swinging a dead cat. That's like the only thing that's
popping. Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, that's
right?
Not on the list, but that is a good one. So,
beating a dead horse.
Beating a dead horse. That,
yep. Okay.
That is on the list. So right now, Kara, instead of beat a dead horse, they want to have you say feed a fed horse.
See,
what? Okay.
I don't know. Now, just use a phrase without horse in it. That's
blood
my
from
solution.
A stone. Right? Same thing. Yeah. Blood
okay,
from a stone.
Okay, so kill two birds with one stone. That's one that I use often, and that's number one on the list. Must be pretty popular. They say feed two
that's
birds with one
suggest.
Scone, like a scone that you would eat. Someone says, be the guinea pig. Like, you're going to be my guinea pig.
Oh, okay.
Now they say you want to change that because nobody wants to test anything on guinea pigs at PETA. They say be the test tube would be the alternate.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's
really.
I understand
really has
that
a ring
one,
to
but,
it.
Yeah.
Here's my favorite. Boy, that guy really brings home the bacon.
Okay.
They don't like that very
well,
much.
What is he bringing home now?
Bacon is picky. They say that you should change your phrase to bringing home the bagels. Yeah.
What?
I do love a bagel, and I would I would appreciate a man who brings home bagels.
But
right, but
you know, come on. All right, and then there's the last one on the
can
list.
Can it be veggie bacon? Like,
yeah.
Wouldn't it be better?
Or who cares? You can say, I'm going to bring home the bacon to Victoria, who doesn't eat bacon, and she's still going to understand what I'm talking about. All right, take the bull by the horns is the last one on their chart. They said to stop using anti-animal language. You should instead say, take the flower by the thorns.
What?
Yeah.
That's, yeah. Okay. PETA needs, like, new copywriters, and they need a lot of help with this list. Because I fully support, you know, not torturing animals at all and not testing on animals, but, like, I can't get behind this.
Here's
it's
the kicker.
Clever.
It's totally amazing that you can actually say kill two birds with one stone and never test or be mean to an animal in life. You can do both of those things. You can say
right.
the figures of speech and still not hurt animals, which is just, it's amazing how that can happen. PETA has changed to add to their campaign to change the culture and to change the way people talk and use figures of speech. PETA now changed their Twitter profile to say PETA, bringing home the bagels since 1980.
So oh,
my God. Annoying to me is I agree. It's like, okay, maybe some phrases are problematic or you don't like it or whatever, but like, yeah, come up with something clever to say instead of feeding
right.
two birds with one scone. And also, are scones good
Why
for
birds?
Why would
you give away a scone? Scones are delicious. Why would you give away a scone? And they're also expensive. That makes no sense.
They're probably also not good for birds. It's like when people feed just
True.
Bread. Like, you're probably yeah. not supposed to feed birds scones. This is
no,
silly.
They're actually getting hit pretty well on their own side of the aisle with a lot of people who are very progressive, consider themselves to be progressive and left-leaning, taking on PETA for making this an issue. Somebody I saw on Twitter wrote, is this really the fight? Like, all of the problems we face, you want us to bring home the bagels? Hey, I'll remember that when climate change wipes out humanity. At least I didn't offend my dinner.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think obviously there's a lot of spite headed in the direction of PETA on social media.
Oh,
all right,
man.
So we'll continue to follow that story for you as we continue on the DJV show. We have holiday gift ideas to help you look and feel your best, and Victoria has one for you right now.
Yeah, I think one of the gifts I'm going to be giving this year is the gift of a good night's sleep, and that is coming from MyPillow. MyPillow's got the ultimate stocking stuffer this year, and if you ever hear any of your friends and family complaining about how hard it is to get a good night's sleep, you have the power to change their sleep forever with MyPillow. They're 100% machine washable and dryable cotton, which is one of my favorite features. They come with a 10-year warranty, and they are made right here in the USA. Now, for a limited time, you get four MyPillows for half the price. So you get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows, plus free shipping. And there's even more. They're extending their money-back guarantee until March 1st of 2019, so you have a long time to give a gift and try out a MyPillow, and if for some reason you don't like it, you get all of your money back. So all you've got to do is go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. And give the gift of a perfect night's sleep.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track. They want you to try it free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula, yours for the asking at 800-291-4180.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
It's a printer wonderland.
Because right now at Staples, save $150 on the Epson EcoTank 4750.
Epson EcoTank printers come with up to 2 years of ink right in the box.
That's up to 2 years worth of printed reports, proposals, and letters to Santa.
Up to 11,000 pages.
Plus, trade in your old printer and get another $50 off.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store this holiday.
Ends 12/8/18. See associate for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
45 minutes past the hour on the DJV show. And, guys, we have the TV report coming up. But first, in entertainment news, I watched this actually unfold on social media yesterday. I was minding my own business, just flipping through Instagram, and I see a post from Twitter that Jessica Simpson had posted on her Instagram page. And she was taking the actress Natalie Portman to task. Victoria, I'll have you tell us the story, but she really kind of took exception to something that Natalie Portman said about her just a few days ago.
Yeah, Natalie Portman is making the rounds in the press promoting her new film called Vox Lux, worst name for a movie ever. It's about a teen who becomes a pop star after she writes a song honoring a tragedy and it goes viral. So Natalie Portman is playing the adult version of this character. And in an interview with USA Today, Natalie Portman said, quote, "I remember being a teenager and there was Jessica Simpson on the cover of a magazine saying, 'I'm a virgin,' while wearing a bikini, and I was confused." So I don't know why that would confuse her, but Jessica Simpson, who, of course, was a teen pop sensation in the late 90s, she was not thrilled with this. So she responded, and she tweeted directly at Natalie Portman. She said, "I was disappointed this morning when I read that I confused you by wearing a bikini in a published photo taken of me when I was still a virgin in 1999. As public figures, we both know our image is not totally in our control at all times, and that the industry we work in tries to define us." But she went on to say, "Being sexy in a bikini and being proud of my body are not synonymous with having sex." I understand her point there. Natalie Portman then responded and said, "I only meant to say I was confused as a girl coming of age in the public eye around the same time by the media's mixed messages about how girls and women were supposed to behave. I didn't mean to shame you, and I'm sorry for any hurt words." And it seems like they kind of, you know, smoothed it all over, but it was very odd, I thought, that Natalie Portman, who's usually very measured with her words in the public, I thought that was odd that she would call out someone specifically. And Jessica Simpson's
right. She's a rah-rah woman, too. Natalie Portman is someone who considers herself to be a feminist. She's been at the Women's March. And is that really something that supports women when you're tearing them down?
I don't think that's tearing her down. I think that they were making the same point, and she was just referencing an exact memory that she had, that the media does all these weird things specifically with women where it's like they want you to be sexy, but they also want you to be innocent, and that they want you to, like, that you're supposed to be beautiful, like, naturally, but then also all these people are photoshopped and have tons of makeup on. I think that they were both saying kind of the similar thing, that media affects how, as children, we're not sure how we're supposed to be because of how media portrays celebrities.
Said all of that so much better than Natalie. You're probably right.
Let's move on to TV news now. We'll continue to follow it if the story continues to brew on social media. Of course, we'll have all the updates because it's the good stuff when they start going after each other. All right, tonight on television, season premiere of Top Chef. That's a classic. Top Chef has been on for a long time. It's coming back to Bravo. It's the 16th season for Bravo's Top Chef, so you can check that out. That's tonight at 9 o'clock. Botched is back as well. Botched is the plastic surgery show. It's always a lot of fun to watch on E! That's brand new tonight.
Don't eat while you're watching that show.
Never, because people have bad stuff. All right, tonight on ABC, Charlie Brown Christmas, 1965 classic at 8 o'clock, followed by the Great American Baking Show Holiday Edition. That's at 9. CBS all new tonight with their shows. And, of course, there is football tonight. Jacksonville Jags at the Tennessee Titans. That'll be on Fox tonight.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Do you need extra cash to buy gifts or just to pay all those extra bills during the holidays? Well, now you can get cash fast this holiday season with a personal loan for up to $5,000 right from your phone or PC at 79cash.com. How fast can you get your cash? Well, with 79cash.com, our lenders can have your cash at your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com and you can get the cash loan you need now. So if you need cash fast this holiday season to buy gifts or pay all those extra bills, go to 79cash.com and get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com.
79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
That music means it is time for Tech Talk on the DJV Show. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Dougie's out today, and Victoria is our tech guru. And you can follow us. If you have a question about technology or you want to follow some of the stories, use the hashtag Tech Talk at DJV Show on all the social media platforms. Apple has a new charger, Victoria, and this could be a great present for the person with the iPhone in your life, right?
Yeah, it's true. So Apple has finally added a new accessory to the Apple Store. It's an 18-watt USB-C power adapter. Now, that sounds very technical, but what it is, it's the little square, it's the small, almost, it's like a little cube. It's the charger that comes with your iPhone. Now, if you lose that charger, you were not able to actually replace it in the past. You had to buy one of the larger ones that actually works on a MacBook, which is the laptop. So this is actually really great. It's also a fast charger. So it works for your iPad and your iPhone. It's $29. It's a pretty good deal. Normally those bigger laptop chargers can be up to $100. So to have something in the $29 range is great. And like I said, it's a fast charger. So you don't have to wait around for like the normal amount of charging. This is like a lightning fast one. So for this new charger, the $29 USB-C charger, you will need, and if you don't have the cord that came with your iPhone, you will need to buy a new one, but that's only $19 to replace. So if you just want to give the actual cube as a stocking stuffer to anyone who has an iPhone X, XS, XR, or the original 10, they're really 10, 10S, 10R, but people never know that. They'd see the X. So anyway, so it makes for a great stocking stuffer, and this is definitely going to be on my list this year. And if you have the iPhone 8 or 8 Plus, that didn't come with a fast charger. So now you have the option of buying a fast charger if you don't want to wait overnight for your phone to charge or for however many hours. Now, again, once again, Apple is a little bit behind the times. Android users are screaming at their phones right now. They've had fast chargers for a long time. So, yes, all the flagship Android phones come with fast chargers. So if you are on the fence about what to buy this holiday season, if you're looking for a new cell phone, now Apple has sort of leveled the playing field a little bit, but you can get these new chargers at the Apple Store and now on Amazon as well.
Really great tip. Also, if you're looking for a holiday gift, people are loving smart speakers. You try to say that 10 times fast. The best smart speaker options for Apple and Android users are right here in our Geek Out feature.
The Geek Out.
It's another What Gift to Get guide. It wasn't that long ago, the concept of having a voice-controlled computer assistant in your home was very Jetsons. But today's smart speakers are ubiquitous. Generally, you pick from Apple with Siri, Google Assistant, or Amazon with Alexa. Now, if you're a hardcore Apple user, the Apple HomePod probably fits the bill best, but it still has some shortcomings. Google Assistant comes in a wide variety of brand and options, and if you're an Android user, that's probably your best fit. Amazon and Alexa, though, remain the most neutral option, and if you're a big Amazon shopper or Prime member, there are definitely features in the platform that benefit you. Smart speakers start at $30 and go up from there, and we've posted some smart speaker shopping guides on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Brought to you by Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
Tech Talk time on the DJV show. Victoria Keelan has all the latest news, and this one has been making headlines for the last couple of days, Victoria. Apparently now when you pause DirecTV or Hulu, there are going to be ads that pop up on the screen. What's the deal?
Yep, and as more and more viewing behavior moves to on-demand streaming services, some of these companies are understandably, they're getting a little craftier. And so now, instead of just pausing, if you're watching DirecTV, which is now owned by AT&T, if you're watching DirecTV or Hulu, when you pause and you want to, you know, run to the kitchen, grab a glass of wine or whatever, you're going to have to now deal with commercials that will automatically start playing as you pause. It's not great news for anybody who is a DirecTV user or a Hulu user. Hulu will introduce the pause ad in the beginning of next year, and DirecTV will launch a similar thing also in the beginning of next year. Netflix so far has laid back on this. They have not said that they're going to be doing this too, but you know, once two out of the three big streaming services head in that direction, I feel like they kind of all end up going in that same, you know, in the same way together. So I'm sure at some point we'll be dealing with pause ads on Netflix too, but for now, just binge away and enjoy.
Yeah, and then their whole world will crumble down. That's tech news. Thanks, Victoria, on the DJV show at 59 minutes past the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.